Robert Moody is probably the most experienced attorney in West Point, in northeast Nebraska.
The one who's been here the longest. I would say that. I don't say the most experienced.
Moody will turn 90 years old next year, and he's still on the job, mostly doing real estate and inheritance law, which comes with a twist of dark humor.
We've been busy. People die quite regularly.
Moody works out of a storefront office in this farming town of about 3,000. From the cobblestone Main Street, you get a good whiff of the cattle feedlots nearby. Moody's family has been practicing law here for more than 100 years. Part of what keeps him on the job is that connection to the town, working with schools, churches, and community groups.
I wouldn't think of going to Lincoln or Omaha to practice law. I think a small town is a place to be, a part of the community.
But fewer young attorneys are choosing to set up shop in small-town Nebraska and take over for retiring professionals, just like the shortages of doctors, nurses, dentists, even farmers to some extent. Rural areas are seeing a shortage of young lawyers.
10 counties in Nebraska have no lawyers at all. There are 10 or 13 that have 3 lawyers.
Lyle Koenig is an attorney from West Point and a co-chair of the Rural Practice Initiative at the Nebraska Bar Association.
You don't have access to justice because you don't have access to lawyers.
While it's difficult to find hard numbers, there are reports of rural shortages from Maine to Georgia to Alaska, and that puts residents at a disadvantage. Lisa Pruitt studies rural law issues at the University of California, Davis Law School.
Especially if, you know, the other side is the federal government, the state government, or corporate interest, or, you know, even a local school board.
They're going to have a lawyer, and getting your own may mean paying someone extra to drive in. Derek Weimer is a district judge in western Nebraska, where some counties only have one lawyer, the county attorney. When the court needs a public defender, it has to pay for 100 miles or more of windshield time, time spent on the road, not in court.
And that's an expense to that particular county. In a juvenile court case, for example, you might have an attorney for mom, an attorney for dad, an attorney for the juvenile, a guardian ad litem for the juvenile. Well, there's 4 attorneys.
States are searching for answers. Nebraska, Iowa, and several others match law students with rural firms for summer internships. South Dakota offers a stipend to lawyers working in underserved areas. A new program at the law school at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln is doling out scholarships to rural high schoolers who intend on becoming rural lawyers. Lyle Koenig with the Nebraska Bar says the idea is based on a program at the University Medical School to recruit small-town doctors.
If you start with kids that come from the country in the first place, there is a very good chance that they will come back to the country to practice law.
Tyler Pribineau didn't need much convincing to go back to his hometown of Imperial in southwest Nebraska. He went back after law school to be close to home, and also because he didn't want to be confined to a specialty like he might be at a larger city firm.
I wanted to do a little bit of everything, and I guess I didn't want to be married to the job as soon as I got done with a rigorous law school program.
Pribineau says life is slower in a small town, slower than many may like. There aren't as many restaurants or movie theaters to choose from.
You just make your trips elsewhere, but once you get used to not being able to go to the grocery store for milk at midnight, you get accustomed to it.
And he says one thing he has been able to find is plenty of legal work. To fill the lawyer shortage in Nebraska and other states, more rural students will need to see that same opportunity. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.